Blog Talk Radio.
To you. This is Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. Welcome to Top of the Morning Inspirational Show, and thank you for listening in, those who are listening now and those who listen to the show later. I want to acknowledge my friends who are listening across the globe in Bermuda, India, Namibia, Zimbabwe, Tanzania, Ethiopia, Kenya, Nigeria, South Africa, the UK, Guyana, Mauritius, and the U.S. Top of the Morning is presented by Holder's House Ministries, a learning community encouraging, empowering, and educating believers. The website address is www.huldaahhausministries.org. That's HoldersHouseMinistries.org. This is the official ministry website of Dr. Faye Maureen Butler. We are very close to rolling out the new and improved Holder's House Ministry website. Good morning by Mandisa with Toby Mack on the show.
It's been like a wake up call, 'cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Announcements. Top of the Morning Weekly Web Radio Show is on Facebook. Like Top of the Morning Radio Show on Facebook. Come and worship with Upper Room International Ministries Church of God in Christ, the Church Without Walls, where I serve as pastor. We are located at 790 East 51st Street between Avenue D and Foster in that great city of Brooklyn, New York. Our service time, Thursday night, is during the Watch of the Lord prayer at 6:30 p.m. Light on the Word Bible instruction begins at 7 p.m. Refreshments are served every week while supplies last. Sunday school is at 9:45 a.m. Banana bread and other homemade treats baked by yours truly are served most Sundays after Sunday school. Our worship celebration begins at 10:45 a.m. On First Sunday is our celebration Sunday. We celebrate the Lord's Supper. We celebrate our assistant pastor, and we appreciate our seniors with We Care packages. Third Sunday is Thursday Gift Service, where I invite others to share their ministry gifts with Upper Room. Fourth Sunday is monthly Family and Friends Day, and I anoint and pray for everyone. We will take prayer requests via the church website at www.urimtogic.org. Upper Room, International Ministries Project is now on Facebook, like our brand new page, that's Upper Room International Ministries Project. You can also follow us on Twitter. Our Twitter address at all uppercase, URIMCOGIC. That's at Urim Kojic. On Saturday, May 4th at 11 a.m., the New York Southeast Jurisdiction Bible School Commencement will be held at Charles Memorial Temple, 1763 Amsterdam Avenue in New York City. I will deliver the commencement address. On May 22nd at 7 p.m., I, along with the congregants of Upper Room, will celebrate Pastor LaVon Bostock in a pre-anniversary celebration at United Goodwill Temple Community Church, located at 1642 Broadway in Brooklyn, New York. Helga's House Ministries endorses the following: T.A.P., all uppercase. That's TAP Media Manager. Provides social media management for clients who are new to social media or for those that don't have the time to establish and maintain social media sites on their own. For more information, call 646-372-6230. Check out www.redin360.org. That's rain360.org, and join the movement. Change your world. Rain 360, we stay in the standard. www.rain360.org. Cedric Luther Photography is a husband and wife team that works closely together to capture the very best images imaginable, images that will last a lifetime. For more information, like them on Facebook or visit www.cedricwootenphotography.com. www.collegesnaps.com is a practitioner design mobile communication solution to help guide students to and through college. Don Frazier is founder and president. He will be my guest on May 6th. Designer Braids and Trade, natural hair care. For information, dial 718-783-9078. My guest today on the early spotlight segment is Pastor Michael Jenkins from St. Louis, Missouri. And on the later segment, Reverend John D. Evans from Chicago, Illinois. Joy of Life Ministries, Church of God in Christ in Omaha, Nebraska, is now on Ustream. Go to www.jolchurch.com to view at any time. Reverend Eric Butler, pastor. Cynthia Butler, co-pastor. Saturday night Sunday school with Illinois' first jurisdiction Church of God in Christ. Sunday school every Saturday at 9 p.m. Central. Dial 1-661-673-8600. Access code 170-045-POUND. On May 18th, I will be the guest instructor. This concludes the announcements. Please govern yourselves accordingly. The short selection was The Martins in Christ the Original East or West, and the music playing in the background during the announcements was Here Is Our Praise by Freda Battle and the Temple Worshippers. It's time to pray. The music in the background during the prayer is Tamra Mann singing the Blood Medley. In the book of Luke, chapter 18, verse 1, says, men ought always to pray and not faint. So let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. You are the Alpha and Omega. Lord, we worship you this morning. Great is your faithfulness to us this day. Lord, for those in the listening audience that have not accepted you as Lord and Savior, we pray today for their salvation. Save the unsaved. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. For those who are saved, born again, we know that the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and sinner appear? So, Lord, we are asking for forgiveness for our sins. Forgive us, Lord, for our shortcomings. Forgive us for wrongdoing. Forgive us for wrong thoughts. We accept you as Lord and Savior in our lives. Lord, keep our motives clean and our hearts pure. Now, Lord, saturate our environments with your presence. Lord Jesus, you were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. And with your stripes we are healed. Lord, you heal us the broken in heart and bind us up their wounds. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but you are a deliverer. So in the name of Jesus, we bind affliction, sickness, and disease. And we lose healing for afflicted bodies, healing for tormented minds, and healing for wounded emotions, healing for broken family relationships, heal wounded spirits, heal backsliders. We thank you for the authority you've given us as believers by granting unto us the keys of the kingdom of heaven. For whatsoever we shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever we shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. In the name of Jesus, I bind hopelessness and discouragement, and I loose hope against hope. I loose spiritual resilience, increase faith, and spiritual endurance. We touch and agree with our brothers and sisters that we will not be ignorant of Satan's devices, traps, tricks, snares, or schemes. Let every strategy of hell against our lives be exposed and brought to light. square unto us strategies and tactics to identify and resist plotting plans against our lives. Lord, lift up a standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring in the lives of those listening now. Lord Jesus, help us to recognize open doorways in our lives where the enemy would try to infiltrate. I loose confusion against every satanic and demonic conspiracy that will come against the plan of God in the lives of those listening now. Let the secret counsel of the wicked be turned into foolishness. In the name of Jesus of Nazareth, I quench every fiery dart of competition, hatred, jealousy, envy, murmuring, gossiping, anger, bitterness, and rage. And I release kindness, meekness, respect, and celebration of others. In the name of Jesus, cut off the assignment of the Jezebel spirit and its many manifestations against ministers and ministries. Destroy all manifestations of the Jezebel spirit. I plead the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose and activate with acceleration, repentance, godliness, thy prophetic anointing, the spirit of Elijah and Jehu, the gift of discerning of spirits, and the fire of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, break the spirit of deception. Cast down the high places that hinder us from completing our assignment. In the name of Jesus, paralyze every demonic hindrance, delaying miracles for the saints. Let the God of suddenly arise with the people of God. Lord Jesus, release your warrior angels on our behalf to fight our battles in the heavens against the demonic princes. Let the power of the blood of Jesus be released in my life. I cover my mind and thoughts with the blood of Jesus. I cover my doorposts and possessions with the blood of Jesus. I rebuke Satan, the accuser of the brethren, through the blood of Jesus. Lord, teach my hands to warn, my fingers to fight. Make us ministers of fire. Help us to pray, preach, teach, prophesy, and witness with fire. Lord Jesus, we have been tried by fire, and we are coming out as gold, for you alone know the way that we take. Lead us in the everlasting way, for your ways are higher than our ways, and your thoughts are higher than our thoughts. Lord Jesus, grant our petitions, for we know that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent. On this morning, we are seeking the kingdom of God first. Help us to delight in you so that our desires become your desires. Order our steps and take over our plans. I decree and I declare that my times and seasons are in your hands and they will not be changed or adjusted by anyone. I confess that I am walking in the sons of Issachar anointing that will allow me to accurately discern my times and seasons. Lord Jesus, let me not operate in the wrong spirit, but let me have and walk in the spirit of excellence. I want to be clothed with humility. I thank you for your promises to go before me and make the crooked places straight. I expect that you will break in pieces the gates of brass and cut in sunder the bars of iron. Lord, according to your word, give me the treasures of darkness and hidden riches of secret places. Let a mantle of power rest upon my life. Deliver me and bring me into a large place. Lord, I thank you, but this is my set time for favor. Lord, we touch and agree with our brothers and sisters in Christ across the globe that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto us the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that the eyes of our understanding being enlightened, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Lord, remove spiritual cataracts and scales from our eyes. Lord, your word states in Hebrews 5:14, but solid food is for the mature, who by constant use have trained themselves to distinguish good from evil. So help us to activate and train our five spiritual senses to be used for your glory. Stir up dormant gifts and talents and make ways for saints to exercise these gifts and talents. Lord Jesus, according to your word in Romans 1:11, Apostle Paul desires to impart spiritual gifts so that others will be established. Lord, we submit to you. Grant us the ability to help establish others in ministry by your anointing, guidance, and impartation. I dwell in the secret place of the Most High and I abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Now, Lord, let this show bless your people, that the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, thy strength, my strength, and my redeemer. Keep me from presumptuous preaching and teaching. In Jesus' name, amen. After this song, I Need Thee by Anne McCrary, I will deliver the weekly message. I'm starting a series, Stir Up the Gift. message. On today, I'll begin a series called Stir Up the Gifts. I should mention that I do have a comprehensive notebook on this topic that will be available for a donation in the future. However, for the next few weeks, I will give an overview on the following: five Pope ministry gifts, the spiritual and practical stirring gifts, and steps to stirring up and exercising the gifts. Why stir up the gifts? Every ministry needs the right people in the right place at the right time for the right reason. Today is our introductory lesson. The lesson learning outcome: to review five Pope ministry gifts and to increase our awareness of the need for those who are called to fivefold ministry to complete their God-designed process from calling to commissioning. So here's a quick review. There are three Roman numerals. The first Roman numeral will talk about fivefold ministry. The second one, the purpose concerning fivefold ministry. And the third one, how to come into the office. So what is fivefold ministry? The answer: the concept of fivefold ministry comes from Ephesians 4:11. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. Ephesians 4:12-13 tells us that the purpose of fivefold ministry is to prepare God's people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. Each office has a distinct role and purpose. The apostle lays the foundation, the prophet gives directions, the evangelist gathers, the pastor shepherds, and the teacher grounds. Christ in fivefold ministry. Christ is our apostle, Hebrews 3:1. Christ is our prophet, Luke 24:19. Christ is our evangelist, Matthew 9:35. Christ is our pastor, 1 Peter 5:2-4. Christ is our teacher, John 3:2. So every ministry is an extension of the ministry of Christ himself, who is the chief cornerstone of the foundation. You can read Ephesians 2:19-20. Roman numeral 2, purpose concerning the fivefold ministry is to build up the work of the ministry. So let's break down Ephesians 4:11-13. Verse 11, really this verse says, and he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists, pastors, and teachers. These fivefold gifts are not merely titles as many people are fighting for, but ministry functions. They have a special purpose, which is clearly defined in verse 12, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Verse 12, the purpose is to prepare God's people for the works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up. These five leadership gifts were not simply given to do the work of the ministry, but to enable God's people to do the work of the ministry. Verse 13, till we all come into the unity of faith and the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man. So verse 13 gives us the operational time frame, until we all reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God. So we see in the purpose that God gave and God set. These ministry offices and gifts are given and set in the church by the Lord for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Each fivefold ministry carries its own distinct anointing and has its own individual work. For these offices to work together and accomplish the building of the body of Christ, they must recognize their differences. Each of these offices are directly responsible to the Lord Jesus Christ and are directed by the Holy Spirit. The work of the service. Roman numeral 3, how to come into the office. Calling, choosing, and commissioning. Calling, to be called, John 15:16, for ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. Because of God's love for the church, he calls persons to fivefold ministry. Much is required of those persons he calls, because he will hold those persons to a high standard. Choosing, Matthew 20:16, for many are called, but few are chosen. Why? The period of choosing is a season of or time of training, character development, tests, and trials. It is a time period where I believe God will determine whether one can be trusted. Further, God designed a unique, individualized training regimen for each person in fivefold ministry. The difference between choosing and commissioning is whether or not men or women of God will be willing to go through the process whereby they can be commissioned. So being commissioned really means commission is like graduation. God puts a stamp of approval on you. Once you are commissioned, you will need no announcement. You will carry an air of anointing and authority. Let's review what we covered. This is the first lesson in a 4 or 5 week series called Stir Up the Gifts. Today I did a basic review of fivefold ministry gifts, including Christ and fivefold ministry, the purpose of the gift, and calling, choosing, and commissioning. Next week I'll begin the overview of the 9 spiritual gifts. I hope you are blessed by today's message. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word in this morning. Let someone be convicted and accept you as Lord and Savior. Increase our understanding regarding fivefold ministry gifts. And Lord, let those who you have called complete the process you have designed for them. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. We thank God for his blessings, and we thank God for the series we're about to start. It is so important. Amen. So we're getting ready to go to our first spotlight segment. We're getting ready to go. And on the line will be Pastor Michael Lamar Jenkins from St. Louis, Missouri. So we're so glad that he was able to be with us. Top of the morning to you, Pastor Michael Jenkins. This is Pastor Faye Maureen Butler. How are you?
Good morning. God bless. I'm wonderful.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming on the show. So let the audience know a little bit about this. Tell the audience a little bit about yourself and talk about your ministry journey.
My name is Michael Lamar Jenkins. I'm the pastor and overseer of Shekinah Deliverance Ministries here in the city of St. Louis. I've been ministering since the age of 16. I'm licensed in the Church of God in Christ. I've been pastoring for 5 years. I'm currently in transition with pastoring, but the Lord, it's good. And we are awaiting the next set of instructions from the Lord. And we are excited about what God is doing in this season of our lives. It's been an interesting journey, but we are still holding the plow, not looking back.
Amen, amen. Now, I asked you to come on the show to talk about teaching in the church. And, you know, that fivefold ministry gift of teaching, because you have started a wonderful conversation on Facebook a couple of months ago. So just talk about that a little, and why you think maybe teaching may not be as respected as some of the other ministry gifts in the church.
We live in a day where many people would rather buyer to be informed. A lot of times we take church as just an experience, but church is also to be a place where we taught and we are gain knowledge. One thing is that I feel that Christianity is one of the most undisciplined religions, and to be taught, you have to have discipline. So I think that is one of the reasons why people don't celebrate the teacher, because it requires discipline out of our lives. And the Bible calls Jesus Rabboni, meaning teacher. But we really need to realize also that inspiration is only temporary. But information, once the person knows something, it can't be taken away. I believe it's not celebrated because it's not glamorous. We made preaching an art form rather than a time of impartation, in-depth study, and dissemination of information. Many times we just want somebody to hoop and holler and just make us feel good for the moment, but a lot of times we don't walk away with any kind of information or revelation or anything like that. 2 Timothy 2:15 tells us to study, to show ourselves approved. In order to study, there must be some kind of teaching that has to go on. Also, the Bible tells us in Hosea 4:6 that my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. And as we can see it all over the land, that a lot of people are being exploited because of the lack of knowledge from the Word of God. Knowing our God is directly correlated to one's power level. Daniel 11:33, I believe it says, they that know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Yes,
and only the people
yes.
that know their God won't be taken advantage of in this season. So I believe teachers is a very powerful gift, and it's not celebrated because it's not one of the most, like I said, it's not glamorous, and our flesh doesn't want to be disciplined. We don't want to be taught. We don't want to sit down. We want to just go on to the next thing. So, and not only that, but especially in the African American community, education is not pushed as much as it should be. We like to be inspired rather than be informed. So we lean a lot of we put a lot of responsibility on spiritual things and try to over spiritualize things. And when we don't want to sit down and actually look at the letter. I believe that's one of the reasons. So this. And as we can see, this generation has a lot of, they're jumping and shouting, but they really have no foundation. I did a poll one time in my church just to find out what the young people knew about God and what they knew about salvation and knew about Jesus. A lot of them had no foundation, and that comes from the lack of teaching. So it's really interesting. And that's why I posted on Facebook that we really are in need of teachers, because we have more people in church than we've ever had before. We have more people even participating, but no one really knows the foundation. And that's one of the things I appreciate about my upbringing. We were in Sunday school. We were in studies. We were in YPW.
Yes.
And everything that I really learned about God and about Christ, even though I'm 35 years old now, I go back to those lessons and pull from those scriptures, those Bible drills and things like that. We were taught those things. So it's just really interesting how that we've gotten away from that.
Yes, yes. It's just, you are so right, and you're right about the foundation and being in Sunday school and Bible school. Yeah. And you just made just some wonderful points. And I'm so glad that these episodes are recorded and archived, because I myself actually go back and listen to what the speakers have said, and you've been such a blessing to me. You're blessing on Facebook, because you're just a real person, and your personality comes through. But I really appreciate the fact that you talked about teaching, you know. Is there anything else you want to add about any information? Do you have any website, any books, any ministry assignments you'd like to share with the audience before we hang up?
I'm actually, like I said, I'm in transition. Our ministry's in transition, so our website is in, being remodeled and everything as well. But I also want just to add a little bit more, just about just to warn the space about ignorance. Ignorance is the biggest tool that the enemy is using against the body of Christ. And ignorance is nothing more than the lack of knowledge. It's just the absence of knowledge. The Bible tells us that He would not have us to be ignorant concerning Satan's devices. And I want to just admonish the people of God to teach your children about the Lord. Teach your children. We are instructed in the Word of God to teach the children, teach different generations. We're commanded to do that so that we can save the posterity of the church, because at the rate the church is going, there won't be anybody left after a while, and that will know the ways of the holiness, know the ways of the Lord. So just make sure that you're teaching. And not just preaching.
Yes, yes, sir. Yes, sir. You are so right about spiritual ignorance. If the enemy could keep us blind and deaf and dumb, he is doing his job. So I thank you so much, Pastor, for coming on. I really do appreciate your ministry and the preaching, and appreciate the fact that you're pushing. It is a season of teaching, and it's time for the saints to be taught, about the foundation of Christ, the Bible, and what they need to know, and really how to fight this spiritual battle. So I really appreciate you for getting up early, and he is an hour behind Eastern Standard Time, so I do appreciate you getting up early. And I hope you feel better. I know you were having some problems last week. I saw that with your sciatic nerve. Look, I've had those issues too, so hey, I hope you feel better. Keep working out. It'll get better. But I certainly pray, God, choices, blessings upon you and all the other people who have gotten up with me early in the morning, on Monday morning after Sunday, to come on the show. I believe God is going to bless you richly, and you take care.
Thank you so much.
All right. Bye-bye.
God bless.
We certainly thank Pastor Jenkins for being on the show with us. And while we wait for our next interview, this song is by special request. It's called The Revelation by Craig and Dean Phillips. Yes, Evangelist Michelle Headley of Brooklyn, this song is for you. go into our next segment. Top of the morning to you.
Good morning, Dr. Fay.
Yes, good morning, Reverend John Evans. Thank you so much for coming on the show today. I appreciate you getting up early and being on the show with us. So tell the audience a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name is Reverend John D. Evans. I am an educator. I'm a teacher with Chicago Public Schools, a humanitarian. I have a story that I'm looking forward to releasing for children, a folklorist, author, educative producer with a couple of projects under my belt, one audio recording of spoken word, as well as a poet of a series of books of poetry that I proudly call the Evans Poetry Collection, TEPSI.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your ministry journey with particular focus on how you use your creative gifts for the kingdom.
Well, the one thing that I do and I enjoy very much is researching and delivering the Word of God. I am a member of Greater Rock Missionary Baptist Church, where Reverend Floyd D. James is my pastor. And I'm relatively new in the ministry, with some of my gifts being the gift of poetry as well as evangelism. I love to preach the Word of God, and a couple of my sermons can be found on soundcloud.com/JD Poetry.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what I try to do is just live a life that is worthy of the vocation, basically being an example and a role model, and promoting inspiration, promoting the importance and impact of poetry, and being an advocate for global peace.
Wonderful. Now, I asked you to come on because I noticed that there's the Evans Poetry Collection and a number of things you've done, especially with children's stories. So I asked you, to share a piece with us this morning. So can you share something of your own choosing with us on this morning?
Oh, definitely. With veins that run deep in my soul, vessels more precious than pure gold, a being so uniquely defined, beauty that cannot be denied, full of life, hope, history, of goodness, grace, destiny. From a perfect model molded by mighty, masterful hands, an awesome creature, no small wonder, I am a man. Portrait of a man.
Wow. Amen. Thank you so much, Reverend Evans. As you were reciting that, it came to mind, I had an aunt, she's passed on now, and a great aunt, who also did poetry for the kingdom, and it was just so uplifting and wonderful. And I thank you for what you're doing because it is inspiring. Now, can you let the audience know how they can access your material? I know you mentioned one website, but how can they access if they wanted to read some of the Evans Poetry Collection or some other things like your children's stories?
Definitely. Well, my website is jdpoetry.com. I'm also, I have work that can be found on facebook.com. As well as Twitter and Amazon. I can be Googled for just a litany of different websites where my work can be found. I'm currently in the process of publishing Snout, the Brown Snout, The Adventures of Snout, the Brown Snout Pig, which I look forward to having children really just go behind the scenes on some very popular fairy tales. So
okay.
I'm looking forward to that being released very soon. But certainly, I can be found, John D. Evans and the Evans Poetry Collection, my music project, TEPSI Music Project, TEPC, as well as Washing My Hands, the audio recording project. We have pages where people can kind of learn more about the different things that we have going on with the Evans Poetry Collection. And I would love for anyone listening and for all of our wonderful listeners to just kind of become a part of as well.
Yes, that is wonderful. Now, what grades do you teach?
I'm intermediate and upper grade, special education.
Okay.
So I have one fourth grader, then I have fifth through eighth.
Wow, wow. So you have a full schedule. So it's wonderful, and what you're doing is really wonderful, and it is inspirational, and I appreciate you, and I appreciate the work that you do, and thank you for being up early with me, your hour behind. All my guests in the last 2 weeks have been on Central Time, so I appreciate you coming on the show, and I believe that God is going to bless you because you consented just to come and be on the show, and I hope that your poetry collection and your future things that you release, that God will bless you abundantly, that you'll have God's richest blessings. And I'm going to look up some more of your stuff because I do enjoy children's ministry as well. So, and I'm believing God for great children's ministry in my local church. So we might be in touch with you again.
Oh, well, that would be awesome.
Yeah, we'll be in touch with you again about talking to us about children's ministry. But I do appreciate you being on the show. Is there anything else you'd like to say before we hang up?
Well, I just want to say first, just thank you for this, opportunity. And I want to say God bless you and your ministry because it's so wonderful what you're doing as well. Thank you
much. Thank you so much, Reverend Evans. Have a wonderful day at school on today and on this week. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. We thank Pastor Michael Jenkins and Reverend John Evans for their time today and wish them continued success. Well, next week, my guest will be Don Frazier of CollegeSnaps.com and Elder Nathaniel Green, a dynamic evangelist and vice president of the Church of God in Christ International Youth Department. Follow Top of the Morning Radio Show on social media. Like us on Facebook, Top of the Morning Radio Show. Or follow Upper Room International Ministries, Church of God in Christ. That's Upper Room International Ministries, Kojic. Like our new page on Facebook, or follow us on Twitter. The Twitter address is at URIMCOGIC, and that's all uppercase. So thank you for listening in. This is Dr. Faye Maureen getting ready to sign off, saying all is well. I look forward to hearing from you on Facebook or Twitter. Goodbye, world. As Reverend Joe Pace and the Colorado Massqua, Texas out singing Stir Up the Gift, and the benediction song by Israel Houghton and New Breed, there's a lifting of our hands. Top of the morning to you.
Bye. gas. There's a lifting of the heart.
Thank you.